I just want to say, is it rude to message somebody that messaged you on Grindr like a week ago to message them back and be like, hey?
Yeah.
Is it rude?
I mean, just be like, I deleted the app.
That ain't. Okay. I'm gonna be like, they're like 1,200 feet away. Bitch. Yo, after I record this podcast, I'm gonna say hello to this anything. Let's talk about their they're 6'2".
Okay.
165.
Okay.
Slim.
I mean, he got skinny legs.
Gender.
Just right up your alley.
We love skinny legs with no meat on it. Okay. Stop doing that. You know what? That is so mean. Let me not. I can't. That needs to be cut out.
What?
That is so mean. I don't know what it is.
What'd you say?
I said skinny. Just like skinny legs. No, everybody has perfect legs, okay? A man, versatile, single, and he's HIV negative. There you go. What is that?
What does he look like?
Bitch, I don't fucking know because he doesn't have a picture. It says anything. He could be a carton of milk.
He could be fucking 5'3". Bottom.
Come on, cart.
Not this. Ask for a pic and we'll go from there.
You want to go? Hey.
Hey, bitch.
Pick? Anyway. Well, he's first, so I could ask for a dick pic and an ass pic.
True tea.
Let's find out what. Let's see. We'll keep you guys updated during this episode.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Anyways. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. You know the days of the week.
I do.
I am so proud of you. She's growing.
What's been going on? Nothing has happened to me this week. Nothing crazy has happened this week for me.
Nothing crazy. I just feel like the more 2019 just keeps going on, I'm not complaining about this. The busier, I just want to pack everything in my schedule as much as I can, you know?
You want to be busy.
I just want to be a busy girl.
You want to make the money.
I want to be booked and busy.
You have. I feel like for you, you have to be busy. Because if you're not busy, you get into trouble.
I'm going to get low-key insane.
Or trouble.
We love both. But I also know it's not productive, so.
It's not.
We're here.
I mean, you know.
I have just a great imagination.
What can I do with you being busy?
If I'm not busy, my imagination just runs wild.
Oh, so you just start doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
You're like a toddler.
Yes, essentially. I'm a grown toddler.
You're a grown toddler.
A grown toddler.
I mean, it happens.
It is okay. It is what it is.
You just gotta stay focused. You gotta keep adding shit to that schedule.
You know?
But don't forget to take time for yourself.
Add Tetris. I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Yes.
Which nobody knew about.
Yes.
It was great.
You didn't go yet. What do you mean it was great?
It's great that nobody knew about it.
Oh. See?
See, I kept it under wraps.
Bosses move in silence.
Okay. I said, boom, I'm going there. I might be going to Dubai next week. You just don't know.
Well, if you do, then we're going to fucking figure it out.
You're going
to
find out. You're going to be like, oh, where's Perona? Oh, let me check his location. There she is. Where in the world's Carmen City?
Oh, Dubai, where are they racist? Who is
Where are they not racist?
True T. Anyways. You know, bitch, speaking of fucking racist, you know what I hate?
Racists.
But yes, I hate racists, but I hate people who fucking use their zodiac sign as a cop out. They'll just be like,
where are you saying the fact that you hate racists?
No, I'm just saying like
people that use zodiac signs as a cop out.
I hate both of them.
So they just go in the same like jar, trash can.
People will be like, oh, I'm an Aries, which means I mean, it's just in my DNA to be racist. Like, people will say shit like that. It really fucking bothers me. Like, oh, I cheated on my ex because I'm a Libra. You know, Libras aren't, they don't like commitment. Like, that bothers the hell out of me.
I just feel like it was a lie ever since they switched the dates. So, you can't, like, hold
fuck
anything accountable.
I mean, you can, I mean.
It doesn't matter. How are you going to pick and choose what the fuck you want? And then they got rid of two signs anyway.
What?
They had two. There was two more signs.
I'm not aware.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like that shit. It really bothers me.
Bitch, how are we going to pick and choose what is what? There's no credibility after
you
teach it away.
I'm a Capricorn, but you don't see me going around. Oh. I don't fucking know. It's just fucking annoying.
Y'all, Jelani talks about how he doesn't even like this, but he used this shit at the dinner table today.
What did I say?
You and Greta talking about, we're Capricorns. We don't do that shit.
Oh, yeah, because I said we're classy.
Oh, yeah, we're classy. So, again, you use the cop-out, bitch. So you fall into that jar.
Well, if classy's even a cop-out, then I would totally take it. But no, just shit like that I bother. Like, when somebody's, like, being... when they have a shitty trait...
Yeah.
And they use their zodiac sign as, you know, a cop-out.
So, Jelani isn't really classy. He uses his zodiac sign to cop himself out and says he's classy.
I am classy.
But he thinks he is.
Okay? I'm very classy.
Mind you, he was wearing short shorts today at a family restaurant.
It wasn't a... Bitch, was first his, of all, we went to a house.
Why was his booty cheeks out for what?
My booty... No.
Bubblegum.
My shit's not that short.
Come on, Bubblegum. Rashida. What's it, who fucking sang that song? Why did I say Rashida?
You know Diamond from Cry Mob.
Was it her?
I think so. I got them 32 flavors of that booty, which is bubblegum. Raspberry, grape, cherry. Come and get this honey, but I'll stop there. But yeah, that was Diamond from Cry Mob. It wasn't Rashida.
Yes, it was.
That's her song too. Okay, stop that.
Ah, okay. But yeah.
Young baby, not your ordinary. That is, well, Diamond has a song from Cry Mob that the people from Knock If You Buck.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a song like that as well. But what was I saying? Cop outs. It's annoying. Stop doing it. Just admit you're a shitty person, and we just go from there.
Yes, ma'am.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
We love lemonade.
Yeah, it's a little tart, though.
Is it tart? I felt like that would have been a really, like, good transition into Beyonce, but...
Honestly, though, I love Beyonce. Do not get me wrong. We cannot talk bad about her. But that documentary was just...
Was what?
It was a letdown for me only because it wasn't really... It was more Beachella. And I have that shit downloaded to my computer.
Yeah, so you said
so I watch
seen
it all the time.
You were thinking more of like
so
behind
was,
the scenes.
I was thinking it was going to be a lot more behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. In actuality, it was just the concert and like stuff behind the scenes. It was like... 10 minutes of stuff behind.
Did you write like a customer complaint?
I would never. So she can come knock on my send somebody to my door and ruin my life. I don't think so.
Speaking of Beychella, or her documentary,
Homecoming.
Yeah. I was there for the premiere.
How was it? For bitches you know, tripping the fuck out.
You know, honestly, I thought you and all my other friends were fans. I've never seen, like, super stands.
Yes. No, absolutely.
And it was at Spelman.
Like, I went to Chattanooga with Destin, and there was a Beyonce trivia, and they knew her birth time and birth place.
It's creepy. That's actually really fucking creepy.
Very creepy.
In fact, so...
There's a lot of them out there.
You know, let's talk about... So, I was taking this boy's picture, right? And he was like, are you doing the interviews? Because they were doing interviews of the students. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. And he was like, I think it's interesting that none of these bitches here... He literally said bitches. Like, out in the open, he's like, none of these bitches here have been to Coachella. And they're asking them about Coachella. But that's just tea. And then he turned around, and I was like, okay.
But I thought it was about Beachella, not Coachella.
Yeah, he was very, like... It was very, like... He was black. It's at Spelman, sis.
Oh, okay. Spelman. Well, you know... Some people like to go to HBCUs that aren't black. That's just the tea, I guess.
Girl, there's like 3 white people there, including myself.
No.
But my pictures were bomb, though. They were all really happy.
Hello? Yeah, I bet they would have fucked your ass up if they weren't. But I mean, that's all. I mean, I did enjoy seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff. I just wish I wanted to see more. Like, I could have, I mean, it's to the point where once I realized what it was, yeah. I fast-forwarded through the parts. Oh, yeah. Until I started, like, doing back behind-the-scenes stuff.
How did you feel staying up that late? Did you feel dumb? Like, not dumb.
I actually broke down and got a coffee. I got a venti coffee, bitch. You not see my order the other day?
To stay up? To watch Beyonce?
No, because I was tired at work.
Oh.
Yes.
No, but Justin brought it up today when I was getting my haircut. He was like, do you know about Jelani's order? I said, nope. That was too long.
What about my order?
That it was very specific for no reason.
What do you mean? My order is great. It tastes amazing. I'll give you guys my order. Let me tell you what the fuck I get.
Bitch, are you ready for the second Harry Potter movie? Third, fifth, whatever it is.
Well, are you being surreal? Or you just
I'm being a smartass because you're about to read a lot for no reason.
No, I'm not.
Save your fucking breath.
So I usually get a venti. Well, ever since the Cloud Macchiato came out, I get that now. So I get that in a venti. I get 4 packets of stevia. I get a triple with 3 pumps of sugar-free vanilla syrup, 1 pump of hazelnut syrup, light caramel drizzle, regular foam, extra hot, almond milk, blonde espresso.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I know exactly what the fuck it tastes like. So if it's wrong, I hand it back to the counter.
He's like one of those people that go to McDonald's or something like that. I asked for no pickles, but he spent $1 on a cheeseburger.
Yes, absolutely. I want my dollar to be, I want you've that to satisfy me.
Your damn
and I
mind.
Hate pickles. Pickles are disgusting.
You've lost your damn mind.
Yes, I was like, I need a new burger because you put pickles on my shit. I'm definitely allergic.
Question for you.
Tell me what you think about.
Who? When did the second Claremont twin go to jail? Did she go to jail already?
She's not in jail yet.
Her
ass is on the way.
I was just looking at their story and there's only one now.
That bubble butt is on the way to prison.
I'm waiting for that.
I don't know.
What's going on?
I mean, it's just been shit. I feel like I'm surprised they're only giving her a year.
I don't really know much about her.
Like, he was dead. Dead!
He killed her?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't kill him.
Can you turn my phone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She didn't kill him. But still, like, I mean, if a man is dead, I'm gonna steal his credit card.
Why not?
No.
Like, you mean just keep swiping until you can't go no more?
Yeah, and then fraud happens.
Okay, I would've been like, I didn't know that he was dead.
But he had his card.
What's the problem?
It's weird. See, that's how bitches be. Oh, I'm a thief because I'm a fucking...
That's
another sign.
I'm Aquarius.
Because I'm an Aquarius.
I am a thief. The fuck you mean? Bitch, that's why I have all the nice shit. And you're a dumbass broke yourself. My bills were paid.
Paid.
Okay, in full.
But, you know, yeah. So, yeah, just, you know, admit you're a shitty person. And we'll just go from there.
I'm not a shitty person.
Well, not you, bitch. I'm just talking about people who do that shit. It's weird. At least when I said it was positive, it wasn't negative.
You're still using
I'm not gonna tip because I'm a Capricorn. No, bitch. No. Just, no. And I'm gonna tip because you're fucking cheap and you're broke.
Well, it is what it is.
But,
yeah. It's cool.
Cool.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
I want to talk about, like, Instagram inception stories.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
This was fucking crazy. So imagine, I'm going to, like, simplify this for you, right?
I'm going to do my best to keep up.
All right, so there's a location, right? We're going to say 10.
Okay.
Like, the gay bar.
Okay.
We're going to, like, frame this up. So imagine on Sunday when it's brunch.
Okay.
Or when they do their little drag show out on the patio. I don't really know because I've never been there. There's my mom and then, like, my super, like, gay friends.
Okay.
What's his name gonna be? It could be whatever you want it to be.
His name's gonna be, Desmond.
Desmond. My super gay friend Desmond posts a story of him, like, voguing with the queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's out here, like, living his best life, and his friend is recording him, and I look at Desmond's story on Instagram, right? So it's him voguing with the queens.
Mm-hmm.
But in the background, I see my mom sitting there, like, with her friends.
Okay.
Like, that's the inception story I'm getting at.
So did you have a dream?
No, bitch. Like, this happened in real life. Like, why are these two people together? It's not really like my mom and, like, Desmond.
Oh.
Girl.
I'm
no, I'm just using this, like, I'm just using this as, like, an example. But, like, these two people don't know each other, right?
Okay.
But they're together. Like, that's so strange to me.
Maybe it was, like...
It's like, I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand.
How many like times has that happened to you? We don't even know.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bitch, like, it's like I'm fucking trying. Crazy. But like, these two people are in the same place at the same time, right? That don't
your
know
friend.
Each other. Your friend and AKA my mom, but not really my mom. I'm just saying like two polar opposites of each other.
Okay.
They just happen to be at the same place at the same time.
That's just
so weird. It's like strange to me.
But that's just life. Like, you know?
I was like, oh, wow, this is so interesting.
So, like, is it more of a, they're out of their element kind of thing?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's just life, bitch.
I was like, wow.
I mean, I've also never seen Inception before, so I can't even relate to what the fuck you're talking
about. When you
about.
See it, bitch, you are going to be
shook. Is it worth watching?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never seen the movie.
Okay.
That's why I'm having a hard time following what the fuck you're talking about.
But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, it's like two people that you would never thought would be in the same area together.
And then they are.
And then they are.
I feel like that's normal.
It's just like, what?
That's just life.
I was just shook.
Shook it. To the core.
Essentially.
Hmm.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, like the first time we went to Bulldogs, I was like, this is not for me. What did I do? My ratchet came out and I had a great time.
I don't remember.
Do you remember any of the times we went out, bitch?
Nope. What's the best time to be?
Drunk as fuck. And next thing you know, once we leave the bar, face down, ass up, throwing up in the bushes.
Or going home with somebody.
Or going home with... You never went home with anybody, though.
They always came home with me.
No, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Pops. Yeah, bitch. You were always trashed. You were fucking done.
They didn't always come home with me, but...
We get what you're saying, bitch. We get it.
We got it.
You classy sometimes.
Sometimes.
But,
I did take one boy home from the club. That was, like, my first time ever.
That was that boy who... We don't talk about him. I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about?
I just don't...
It was over the summer last year?
Yes. I just don't get it. Like, I am black.
Yeah.
I have black friends.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would be black and not have black friends. That bothers me.
Oh, you're talking about him.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not black, so I don't know.
But it's like saying, like, you're white and you don't have white friends.
I have a splash of them.
A splash. I can count how many white friends I have on my hand. One hand. But in high school, however, I can count them bitches on my hands and toes.
I just enjoy the fact that I have a very diverse set of friends.
Same. It just makes life better. It's more entertaining. You know? You get to learn from people.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Quick question. How do you feel about Kim Kardashian going to law school? Well, studying law.
I think it's good for her.
I think the same thing. I think it's great. People are really, like, bashing the bitch. I mean, yes, in California, people are mostly mad because she didn't go. She doesn't have a bachelor's degree. She never finished college.
Yeah.
But in California, you don't have to have a bachelor's degree to study law. Okay. So people are like, you have to take the test or whatever. And people are, like, bitching at it. I don't see what the issue is, really.
I think they're just mad because they feel like Kim Kardashian is doing it. She doesn't have to work as hard to be able to get it, but...
Right, and she's interning, you know. She's doing all the work besides having the bachelor's degree. Like, she could have easily paid someone, hey, take this test for me.
Come on, Becky.
You know? Oh, my God. That bitch, she's an idiot. She's such a fucking idiot. Because that bitch went in there thinking, bitch, you ain't going to give me nothing. And then they hit her with 40 fucking years. Now she fucking panicking. Okay, bitch. Like, she literally got off the fucking limo. And we're taking fans and signing autographs.
That's how I would be too, bitch. The fuck you mean? I'm like, hey, I'm about to get locked up, bitch.
Hey, guys. Nothing's going to happen. I'll be out in a second. And fucking Felicity Huffman's ass. Huffman.
I don't know.
That bitch said I...
But yes, Kim Kardashian should definitely be able to do whatever the fuck she wants. She's going back to school. She's bettering herself.
She's not going back to school. She's studying law.
She's going to law school.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I think it's fine.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't care. People just want to be mad to be mad.
Exactly. People just want to be mad to be mad.
It really is.
All it
Stay
is.
In your lane, mind your business, stick to what you're good at.
Hello, mind your business. Have you been minding your business?
Huh?
I feel like I've been.
I've been minding my business and blessings on blessings.
It's just getting a little harder for me.
I've just been out here, you know, flirting. Actually, I have. Yes. I thought my, like, hoe days were over.
Hey, YOLO, you only live once.
It's just she's out in full force. It's the haircut.
Oh, It's the haircut. It's new.
It's honestly.
So what are you going to do once the haircut gets old?
It's not ever going to get old.
You don't think so?
I'm just going to be a bald-headed bitch for the rest of my life. So, unless I get, like, hair plugs or something, or, like,
a weave. Oh, that's going to happen.
I don't think, I think it might.
I mean, but I feel like one day you're going to get hair plugs.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie about that. I would probably totally do it. It just has to look natural.
Probably going to get hair plugs, his hair's going to grow back, and then the nigga's going to look like Tarzan.
He's gonna be like, bitch.
He's never cutting his hair ever again.
He's gonna be like, Perona's back from when he was 19. I'll be like, yep.
I'm gonna fucking open my door. He's gonna have a head full of hair. I'm gonna be fucking shook.
That's okay. I enjoy it. Shit. Honestly, being bald-headed at first, I was very insecure.
Honestly, though, can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
Me and Perona get the same haircut. I didn't realize that till last week.
Yeah.
I was looking at your head. I was like, this bitch literally has the same haircut as me.
Jelani wants to be me so badly.
I did it Jelani first. Jelani
wants to be so badly.
I did it first. Jelani but it was Perone's idea because I used to just get a basic haircut and Perone was like,
Get a fade.
And I was like,
because when I did have hair on the top of my head, it looked really fucking good. So I was like, you know, Jelani should do it too.
And I did it and I never went back.
Exactly.
I'm like a fucking army brat when I get the haircut. I'm like literally bald everywhere except for the top of my
head. I love it. Are you fucking kidding? You just wake up and you're good.
I'm like, oof, brush, easy peasy.
I don't even have to do that.
And squeezy. And it lasts forever.
It does.
Forever. But, yeah, bitch. Love my haircut. Thanks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Change your life.
Change your life. Speaking of changing your life, can we switch up our fucking words? Because I'm really sick and tired of hearing the word fucking period. I'm so sick of hearing period. I'm so sick of hearing the word period.
Why?
It's annoying. Like, yeah, it was cool. Like, we get it. Like, after
so you... So was, like, henny. Heeny.
Heeny.
Heeny. Like, let's do all the, like, trend words. What were trend words?
Period is one of them. Henny. Like, period, like, literally, when we speak, at the end of our fucking statement, we know.
We know. It's like, there. Already there. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't have to say, fuck these hoes, period.
Or, Jelani, what did you do today? Question mark.
Hello?
Bitch.
Fuck these hoes, exclamation point. Like, bitch, no. I get it.
However, comma.
It's just fucking annoying. Like... Stop with the period. Like, one period's fine. Like, mm-hmm. Fuck that bitch, period.
Can you do a list of trend words?
Yes. I don't like the word woke either.
Woke.
Because half these bitches don't be fucking woke at all. They just like to fucking say it.
I don't like henny.
I don't mind henny. Well, I feel like I don't mind henny. It's because I only hear it when I'm watching Queer Eye.
Henny.
Henny. From Jonathan Van Ness.
What's another word that I don't like?
I don't know. What's another word?
Honestly, none of it really bothers me. I'm just waiting for, like, yes to be done.
Yes.
Like, that has been going on for such a long fucking
time. Yes, bitch, yes! That has been going on for a really long time. I'm over bae. Because it really doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't sound
what right. What was bae? Did it?
Before anyone else. Like...
I don't even like bae, hey, but like, call me babe before you call me bae.
Right. Like, I'm not a fucking pig, bitch. Don't call me babe either.
But like, I'd rather call me babe
over bae.
Yeah.
Hey, bae. Like, that isn't
so... All right, call me, like, husband. Oh, my God. That was so cute when I was called husband.
Who called you husband?
Don't worry about it.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Psychotic-ass bitch.
Yes.
What else? I'm thinking about just saying fucking... 100.
Oh my god, bitch. Can we go back to this? I loved it.
That was my computer.
Oh. I was like, what?
Not jumping up.
When
bitch.
I would be. Like, call me husband. Like, we would be ordering food, and he would be like, oh yeah, me and my husband. And I'd be like, oh, okay. I was totally into it.
And I'd be that fucking, that shady ass server looking for the ring on the finger, but.
But I would
just... I just wanted an order. I won't ask any questions.
It would only be for, like, to-go orders when you're on the phone.
That's probably what you guys are married for. I'm a Coke. I'll be right back. A Coke Zero. How awkward would that be?
Oh my god.
Bitch, don't call me your husband. I ain't gonna ring on my motherfucking finger. Mm-mm. Like, oh my god. Oh my god, the day we get married.
I'm not getting married, so I don't know what's gonna happen.
You're gonna be the first one.
No, I'm not. It's probably gonna be I'm Tyler, really to be gonna honest. Tell you that I'm never getting married, and Tyler's it's okay. I'm gonna be the first one. I'm gonna be the cool, like, uncle.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Like you say that, but I feel it. Once you, like, find that one, it's gonna change your fucking life.
Bitch, it's not gonna be any of these hoes in Atlanta because nobody knows how to act right.
Well, yeah, we're moving out of Atlanta. We're not gonna stay forever.
I don't know what to do.
Where's your dream place to live? I didn't even inhale. I just...
Do you really want to know where, like, my dream place to live? Mm-hmm. Probably. And you're going to be like, what the fuck? You're gonna be like, what the fuck? I would love to live in the middle of, like, Montana. With, like, giant mountains and stuff. I don't know. And have, like, a huge backyard where we could like, go, like, ATVing and whatever. I don't know. I've always wanted that. That is so, like...
Oh, okay.
I mean, I also want to live in Miami, too. Like, I want to have two houses. But, like, I want to have the... Like, I want to be able to have, like, the option to have both.
Montana. Like, why not, like, Colorado?
Because there's nothing in fucking Montana. Bitch, I could walk around naked if I wanted to. I could blast City Girls if I wanted to. I feel
like Montana is, like, a state full of races.
But, I like, the thing is, like, I would want to have, like, my own acre of, like, I would want to have, like, 150 acres of land. This is literally a dream, like, 150 acres of land where, like, you could build a house if you wanted to. Like, Tyler could build a house, and it could be, like, you guys could, like, go out there and do whatever the fuck you want to do. And not listen to nobody.
Montana, okay.
Then not really Montana, but, like, something similar.
Like, you just want all the land.
Yeah, I want a lot of land.
So you want to be a farmer?
I don't want to be a fucking farmer. I have no desire.
Come on, farm.
I just want to have, like, that idea, like, oh, okay, I, like...
Farmer Perone.
Fuck no.
I'm like, oh, where you going? I'm going to get my eggs from Perone's.
I think that'd be fun.
Got a chicken coop, bitch. Cow shed.
Like, you could go outside and not have to worry about a homeowners association or your homeowners association president.
Fuck a fucking homeowners association president, okay?
If you wanted to grow your grass...
Because the one across the street, I'm gonna fuck him up. His day is coming.
Because you could grow your grass as long as you wanted to. You could, like, ride ATVs. You could be up as late as you wanted to. You could do whatever.
I don't think I want
to
get on an ATV.
But I'm just letting you know, like, yeah. You have those options. Right.
Well, I want to live in Palo Alto.
Oh, why?
The exact opposite. That's where my job is going to be anyway, so...
For Apple.
Google. Googleplex.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, wow. Amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, I just want to, I don't know, if I can have three wishes right now, I would wish for, I would want money, uh-huh. Of course. Uh-huh. I'd want people to stop saying the word, period. Mm-hmm. And world peace. That's nice. Miss America speech.
That's nice.
I just hate that fucking word.
If I had three wishes?
Not this.
If I had three wishes?
Mm-hmm. Realistically, if I had three wishes, I would literally want money. I would want world peace. And I don't know what the fuck the third thing would be.
I would really... My third one is because, like, I really want to find a man, but, like, that's just so hard to find.
Fuck niggas get money.
I don't care about all that. It's so much fun to go through life by yourself, knowing that you can do it by yourself, but, like, to go home.
Who the fuck is downstairs? Caesar Milan? Like,
I don't
what
know,
the fuck,
bitch.
The dog whisperer?
Come on. That's your roommate.
Oh, my God. The bitch don't want to fucking sit. I'm going to scream. This is your fault.
Anyway, it gets annoying to, like, go through life by yourself. Like, I mean, I have friends and
so
stuff.
So you'd wish for a man? You'd wish for your soulmate?
I don't know. I don't, like... I'm not looking for one, but, like, it would be great for it to, like, come up.
I wish, like, I knew, like... No, I don't. I don't know. Like, I would be like... I wish, like... We just knew, like, what age we would find our soulmates, so we wouldn't have to, like, worry about it.
I'm not really worried about it.
But some like of us have already have, you know? You just don't know. Might not know yet.
You never know.
You never know. It's just
annoying. Crone's tired of doing this shit by himself.
It's fine, bitch.
I mean, I've gone this far. The fuck you mean? I know I'm that bitch.
You got this. You
but it's just annoying bitch. As fuck.
Annoying as fuck.
I don't know. That's how I feel. That's one of my wishes. My other wish would be to have money.
So you want a man and money. So you greedy.
Fuck, yes. I'm selfish. The fuck you mean? And then I would probably
I'm
like...
I'm not Aquarius, but I'm...
I would probably want, like, world peace.
Yes, world peace. But this world peace, wouldn't be, like, Love and Hip Hop.
I would really just thank fucking God, because that's a waste of fucking time. And
I love cells. Fucking... Well, I mean,
because you're Capricorn.
I don't watch it anymore. I watch more, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kind of stuff now.
It's still trash. World peace would be so cute.
It would. Like, oh my God. But what would world peace consist of, though? Like, I just don't want any wars and racism.
I feel like that's where I'm getting
at. I don't bitches to get too comfortable and start fucking on the beach and be like, oh my God, that's totally fine, girl. Like, ew, no.
So still have morals.
Yes, I would still want morals in my... In my utopia, I would want fucking morals. If I catch you fucking on the tram, I'm going to arrest you.
I'll be shook.
I'm calling the cops.
Ew. Have you ever watched other people, like, sleep together?
Like porn?
No, bitch. Like in real life.
No! That's what the like, fuck? Absolutely fucking not.
That's like a thing, I guess.
Have you?
No, I've never seen it. I don't even know what I would do.
I've heard that people do that. Like,
what would you do if you saw people fucking in your bed and you just sat there?
Sat there and did... I didn't even know. I knew about it?
Yeah.
I don't think I would... I don't know. That's really weird.
I feel like it's strange.
Very strange. Like, I'm just going to eat my popcorn and watch you guys, you know, hook up. On my bed. You put your fucking booty juices and your fucking dick juice on my bed?
I'm just saying, like, you're watching it. I don't know. That's weird.
That is weird. Like, I'm just sitting in a fucking corner. And, like, in the dark.
Some people do that. That's like, they get turned on by the idea of people watching them.
But why?
I don't know. Ask them.
I mean... Hey, not kink shaming. We just want to fucking know. That's all.
Oh, and then I also... This is just all over the place today, but it's okay. This guy on Grindr...
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, do you like to party? And I was like, no, I don't do that. And he was like, I'm glad that you don't do it. He was like, don't do it because it's going to mess up your life.
But he does it?
But he does it. He was like, I'm addicted to it, but like, don't get into it.
Bye, Tina.
I said... Bye, Keith.
I want the tea, laundromat. Girl. I don't want the tea. I don't want that kind of tea, bitch. Absolutely not. I like my tea with biscuits, bitch.
I read that message and I was like...
Not my tea with a side of needle. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Is that what that is?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know what it is.
Bitch, they have all kinds of things. Needles, crack pipes, fucking whatever the fuck else. Spoons. I don't know.
I don't know.
I literally used to have this friend... And I went to swim at his house. This was years ago. And he rolled up a dollar bill, crushed up a pill, and snorted it. And then his nose started to bleed.
Okay, turn up.
Turn down.
Mm.
I can't see.
It's time to go.
Don't do that. Pro has to go pack for New York and he's an irresponsible bitch.
Too short. Popcorn. Bitch, I am an Aquarius.
You're right.
Anyway.
Sorry to all the Capricorns.
This is ASMR.
I offended because... Anyways, that's this, or whatever. Hopefully you have a safe trip.
I hope not. I hope my plane crashes or I die of alcohol overdose.
Bitch, don't say that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my God, I would be so much happier. No more bills. The fuck you mean?
Anyways, pray for him. Cause he's clearly going through it.
Every day.
Oh my God, excuse me. So that's that. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on... Rate and subscribe on Apple Podcast. And wherever else you get your podcast from, at Two Gays to Function, we're literally everywhere.
We're climbing through your windows. We snatching your pupil up. Be everywhere, bitch.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Two Gays Pod and our personal Instagrams, Jelani Amir and Poppy Perrone, and that's listed on the artwork. And we'll see you guys next week.
You guys are amazing. Bye.
Bye.